Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But we do want. We want a long life on earth, we want health and prosperity, we want a return to normalcy. Our good shepherd has led us into the valley of the shadow of death, and we're left wanting. Why couldn't we just go around the valley? We throw our arms up and say, we get to the point, we've learned our lesson, let's get on with life, but we don't get it. If we did, then we would be content right now. We'd confess with Job, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. May the name of the Lord be praised. Contentment in every situation, not because we can work from home, not because we haven't touched our emergency fund yet, not because we have our healthy family, but contentment because the Lord is our shepherd. I shall not want. He has led us straight into this epidemic. It certainly looks like the valley of the shadow of death to our sheltered eyes, but do you not see that this valley is the path of righteousness? The righteous one himself walked this lonely road with bulls surrounding him, roaring lions opposing him. In infancy, Herod's sword chased him to Egypt. In adulthood, the Jews constantly plotted against him. Throughout his life, he was deprived the comforts of this world. He didn't even have a pillow to sleep on. He came to his own, but his own did not receive him. Dogs surrounded him, a band of evil men encircled him, they pierced his hands and his feet. By his wounds you are healed. And now he calls you. Pick up your cross and follow me. Follow me through this valley, the path of righteousness. Whoever loves his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Easy for us to say, hard to live. Easy to follow Christ when he blesses us with prosperity, hard to follow Christ when he blesses us with trouble. But we're not the shepherd, are we? We're the sheep. We simply follow Christ where he wants to go. We know that he has rest for us. We know Psalm 23 well. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. We know that there is rest. But when we're not content, we misunderstand what God's rest is. We want the green pastures to be life's joys. We want the still waters to be times of peace in our life. We want the table to be the prosperity that he sends. And so we show we don't get it. We haven't learned. The world asks us, where is your God? He hasn't stopped this, neither has he helped us. And if we're left scratching our heads, it's because we don't get it. Even if we respond, he'll stop it soon, we still are viewing things with earthly eyes. He may let this go on for years on end. St. Paul instructs us, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. In other words, know where he is leading you to, and do not complain about the route he takes. He is perfect. I am the good shepherd. He meets all your needs, not just some, but every single one. Do you desire a long life? Well, your life is hidden away with Christ. Look at his hands and see your name written with iron nail. He did not run away in Gethsemane because he is not a hired hand. He is the good shepherd who lays down his life for you so you might have everlasting communion with God. He leads the way. It looks dark, evil lurks around every corner, but the resurrection and the life walks on in front of you. You simply follow. This is the path of righteousness. Following him where he goes, even in the midst of a deep, dark, troublesome valley. following him wherever he goes, confident he is saving us. Do you want better health? Blood and water flowed from his side and over you in holy baptism. You were dead, but now are alive. You were lost, but now are found. All sin is removed. All disease are gone. All pain is a thing of the past. All injuries healed. He has made you immortal. Your health does not last simply for 80 years, but it lasts into eternity. What good is it? What good is it to have a long, healthy life on earth? Does it not still end in death? So he has given you new birth, new life, through the waters of holy baptism. And as far as a return to normalcy, for all the joys that God gives us here, there are 10,000 more waiting in heaven. The earth groans for the day of our redemption. The earth gets it where we are going. Do we? The Lord has a perfect glory waiting for you. Let us press onward as we follow him and boldly confess with Job. We will accept good from the Lord along with trouble. We know him, and he knows you. He knows what you like and dislike, why you get out of bed in the morning, what keeps you going throughout the day. He knows what makes you tick, how much this situation has troubled you, or how easy it has been for you, perhaps. He knows how hard he can push you, how many trials your shoulders can carry. He knows not simply for knowledge's sake, but he knows so that you might never be in want, for he is your shepherd. He is not a hired hand, but he has your best interest in mind all of the time. He gives you rest. Understand where that rest is found. So let's understand Psalm 23 properly. He makes you lie down in the green pastures of his holy word. He leads you beside the still waters of baptism. He restores your soul even as your body deteriorates. In the presence of your enemies, in the midst of this crisis, he prepares a table before you and places his body and blood on it. Your cup overflows. For the more you drink, the more he gives. He never stops loving you. He never stops forgiving you. He never stops saving you. He never stops leading you. He never stops helping you. He knows you, and you know him. You know why he came down to this earth. You know why he woke up every single morning. You know what makes him tick. You know his heart and his character. He's proven himself to you by laying down his life for you. Nothing is too big for him. Nothing is too crazy either. And there's no such thing as uncharted territory. For he himself has gone through suffering, death, and the grave, and he has come out on the other side. He will lead you safely through it. You will go through it, but he will lead you safely through it. For he is your good shepherd. He has laid down his life for you. And now he bids you to rest in the green pastures of his word, to seek relief by the quiet waters of baptism and to refresh your soul. And even in the midst of a crisis, his banquet stands ready. Here is rest in word and sacrament. He gives them to you. And by receiving them, you do dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now by faith, soon by sight. Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.